This is the land-based podcast on agentic AI, where we help you understand how human expertise and intelligent automation can come together to enhance your AI-powered projects.
Hey there, welcome back to another episode where we dive deep into the ever-changing world of AI-driven go-to-market strategies. Today, we're tackling something really interesting: the big shift in how small and mid-sized B2B companies are rolling out their go-to-market strategies, with AI platforms like Landbase and Artisan leading the way.
Yeah. Landbase is this cutting-edge AI platform that's really shaking things up by helping businesses automate their go-to-market strategies. It's all about boosting productivity and efficiency. Today, we're going to chat about how Landbase is carving out its space in this fast-moving world, right alongside its competitor, Artisan.
I'm Ethan, your host, coming to you from the tech hub of San Francisco. And with me is Sophia, who's in the bustling streets of New York. Together, we're going to break down the ins and outs of these AI platforms and what they mean for your business.
That's right, Ethan. It's awesome to be here. And I'm really excited to dig into how AI is shaking up go-to-market strategies, especially for small and mid-sized businesses. Let's kick things off by talking about a common hurdle: the old-school way where SMBs either outsourced their GTM execution or juggled a ton of tools and agencies, often with mixed results.
That's a great point, Sophia. And now with these AI-driven platforms, there's this promise to automate prospecting, outreach, and pipeline generation, making things faster, cheaper, and smarter. So let's dive into what makes Landbase stand out from Artisan in this space.
Oh, good question, Ethan. Landbase is positioning itself as an agentic AI platform specifically built for GTM success. It uses this proprietary AI model, GTM1 Omni, that's trained on billions of data points. It autonomously plans, personalizes, and executes campaigns across multiple channels. On the flip side, Artisan has this AI-powered business development representative, Ava, which handles outbound prospecting but still needs quite a bit of human oversight and training to really shine.
Exactly. And it's kind of fascinating how Landbase works like a full GTM team on autopilot, while Artisan's approach, though innovative, often ends up being more of a partial automation. Sophia, could you talk a bit about what these different approaches mean for SMBs?
Sure thing, Ethan. For SMBs, the impact is pretty significant. Landbase's approach means even non-tech folks can launch campaigns with minimal setup, like literally in minutes. That's a game changer for teams with limited resources. Artisan, on the other hand, requires a longer onboarding process and ongoing management, which can be a bit of a hurdle for small businesses looking for something quick and efficient.
Got it. And when it comes to campaign execution and performance, Landbase's data-driven approach seems to offer a more robust solution. Users report way higher conversion rates. How does Artisan stack up in that department?
Well, Artisan focuses on high-volume outreach, using its massive contact database. But the quality and targeting can be kind of hit or miss. Users often find that Artisan's AI needs a lot of tweaking to get good results. And sometimes the personalization feels a bit generic, which might not always hit the mark with prospects.
Interesting. So while Artisan can generate a lot of activity, it's really up to the user to make sure that activity turns into a quality pipeline. Now let's chat about cost and ROI, which are super important for SMBs. How do Landbase and Artisan compare?
Landbase offers higher efficiency at a lower total cost, basically working like an entire SDR team, but at a fraction of the cost. They have a clear pricing model and usually don't require long-term contracts, which makes it pretty accessible for SMBs. Artisan, on the other hand, has pricing that's kind of opaque and potentially significant, with some users facing hidden costs related to the time and effort needed to manage the platform effectively.
That's a crucial point, Sophia. For SMBs, choosing between these platforms could really impact their growth path. As we wrap up, what would you say are the key takeaways for our listeners considering AI-driven GTM solutions?
The key takeaway is that Landbase offers a more comprehensive and autonomous solution, acting more like a strategic partner than just a tool. For SMBs looking to boost growth with less cost and effort, Landbase provides a strong, hands-off approach. Artisan, while innovative, might need more time and oversight investment. Ultimately, picking the right platform depends on your business needs and how well you can manage the AI.
Thanks, Sophia. And thanks to everyone for tuning in today. We hope this chat gave you some valuable insights into the AI-driven GTM landscape. Think about how these insights could reshape your approach to business growth.
Absolutely, Ethan. And for those who want to dive deeper, we encourage you to keep engaging with our podcast series. Until next time, stay innovative and empowered.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us on this journey through the world of agentic AI. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Let us know if there are any topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.